That steel truck barreling toward you? It's 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Manawis? Well, that steel truck barreling toward you, it's 99.999999999999% empty space. The vibrant sunset you're admiring, those colors don't exist outside your mind. Even time itself might be an elaborate illusion. These aren't philosophical musings. They're scientific facts that reveal how profoundly we misunderstand the nature of existence. We walk through a world that appears solid and reliable, yet modern physics reveals something far stranger. Reality may be nothing more than pure mathematics come alive. This isn't abstract theory disconnected from daily life. Understanding the true nature of our cosmos transforms how we see ourselves, our purpose, and the staggering responsibility we bear as possibly the only conscious observers in an unimaginably vast universe. Human understanding of the cosmos has undergone a series of humbling revelations. Ancient Greeks calculated Earth's circumference using shadows and geometry. Eratosthenes achieved remarkable accuracy over 2,200 years ago, conquering space mentally through mathematics before physical exploration was possible. Each astronomical breakthrough followed the same pattern. What seemed like everything was merely a fraction of something incomprehensibly larger. Friedrich Bessel's 1838 measurements proved stars were nearly a million times farther than our sun. Edwin Hubble's 1920s observations revealed fuzzy nebula were actually separate galaxies, entire island universes containing billions of stars. Isaac Newton unified celestial and earthly physics, explaining why the moon orbits rather than crashes. It's moving sideways fast enough to continually miss Earth while falling toward it. Hubble discovered galaxies racing away, suggesting everything was together roughly 14 billion years ago. George Gamow predicted this cosmic rewind would create an opaque plasma wall beyond which we cannot see. In 1964, Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson accidentally discovered this, the cosmic microwave background radiation, the Big Bang's afterglow. Later satellites captured baby pictures of our 400,000-year-old universe, showing tiny temperature variations that eventually grew into today's galaxies. Precision measurements of the cosmic microwave background revealed shocking truths about our universe's composition. Ordinary atoms comprise only 5% of our universe's mass energy. Dark matter contributes 25%, while 70% consists of dark energy, a mysterious substance creating repulsive gravitational force that doesn't dilute as space expands. We've measured our universe's age to 1% accuracy, 13.8 billion years, yet 95% of reality remains fundamentally mysterious. Calculations show that 1 minute after the Big Bang, billion-degree temperatures caused fusion, converting hydrogen to helium. Modern measurements confirm the predicted 25% helium proportion, providing fossil evidence of our universe's hot origins. This raises the fundamental question, what put the bang into the Big Bang? Around 1980, Alan Guth proposed inflation as the answer. The universe began as a tiny, uniform blob that maintained constant density while expanding exponentially, doubling repeatedly at regular intervals. Starting smaller than an atom, inflation expanded to exceed our entire observable universe in less than 10 to the negative 35 seconds. Inflation elegantly explains accelerated expansion, why distant regions appear similar, and how quantum fluctuations generated the density variations that became galaxies. Inflation likely never stops completely. It continues forever, producing more space. Our Big Bang was merely inflation ending locally. This eternal process creates an infinite cosmic foam where our observable universe is just one bubble. If space is infinite, particle arrangements must eventually repeat since possible configurations are finite. An identical copy of our observable universe exists about 10 times 10 to the 118 meters away. Closer, at roughly 10 to the 10 to the 29 meters, an identical you likely lives an identical life until this moment. This level one multiverse consists of regions beyond our cosmic horizon where physics is identical but initial conditions differ. More radical is the level two multiverse, where even physical laws vary. Eternal inflation creates infinite bubble universes with different constants and particles. Evidence comes from observed fine-tuning. Dark energy is set to 10⁻²⁷ kilograms per cubic meter, when natural values span −10⁻⁷ to +10⁻⁷, requiring precision to 120 decimal places. A 4% weaker electromagnetic force would make the sun explode. Slightly different particle masses would destabilize atoms. The level 2 multiverse explains this. If all possible constant settings exist somewhere, we naturally inhabit a rare habitable universe. Certain physical constants may simply be part of our cosmic address rather than fundamental properties. Classical physics fails at atomic scales. Electrons should spiral into nuclei in 0.02 nanoseconds, yet hydrogen atoms have existed for 14 billion years. Microscopic particles obey Schrödinger's equation, existing in multiple places simultaneously through superposition. An electron forms a probability cloud, not a miniature orbit. This creates the measurement problem. If particles exist everywhere at once, why don't we observe this? Hugh Everett III proposed a radical solution. The wave function never collapses. The universe evolves deterministically according to Schrödinger's equation. When you observe a quantum event, your mind enters different states, each unaware of the other. Though only one wave function exists, our universe effectively splits into parallel universes with definite outcomes. This level 3 multiverse of quantum branches explains why quantum mechanics appears random despite deterministic evolution. Schrödinger's equation evolves a single you into multiple copies across parallel universes. Mathematics isn't just a tool for describing the universe, it may be the universe itself. Space has only mathematical properties, like dimensionality and curvature. Elementary particles possess only mathematical properties, like charge and spin. This suggests a radical conclusion. Reality is mathematics. Under this mathematical universe hypothesis, our physical reality is a mathematical structure existing independently of humans. The past doesn't disappear, and the future already exists. When we ask, "What's the time?" we're asking about our location in space-time. You are a pattern in space-time, an extraordinarily complex braid of roughly 10 to the 29 elementary particles forming a tube-like shape. Your red blood cells trace intertwined paths through your body. Even more intricate are your brain's information processing patterns, where billions of neurons shuffle atoms in elaborate braids that generate self-awareness. Our reality exploration journey through parallel universes reveals a grander reality than imaginable. Whether exploring ever larger or ever smaller scales, we arrive at the same conclusion: mathematical structures. This reality is breathtakingly beautiful and grand, but is it real? The answer depends on whether physical reality exists independently of humans. While our mathematical reality exists outside space and time, our particular universe will eventually face a cosmolocalypse. Yet through humans, our universe has become aware of itself. If we're the only advanced civilization in our observable universe, as seems increasingly likely, our small planet becomes the most significant place in existence. Our brief century may be the most significant in cosmic history, the one where its meaningful future gets decided. We have the technology to either self-destruct or seed our cosmos with life. If we choose life, Our future cosmos will teem with descendants tracing back to what we do here and now. Will life fulfill its potential or squander it? This will be decided in our lifetime by all of us on Spaceship Earth. The universe didn't just create us, it created the possibility of meaning itself.